Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon all, and welcome to this fortnight's installment of the Ish Plus 6 podcast, the podcast series where you could discover your next favorite artist. On today's episode, I am joined by the one and only Zege. Zege is a North London-based rap artist who has been making moves for himself within the London underground scene with hits upon hits such as Brother, Hotbox, and Different. After his most recent tape, It's Personal, from back in August's release, he's really proved that he is definitely someone to keep an eye on. So please all welcome Zege to the podcast. Let's go. What's going on,
Zege? Come on. Be saying, bro.
I'm chilling, man. I'm here. You know the vibes. I'm gassed for this interview for me.
same as well. Like, when you hit me up, I was like, raw. Yeah, like, it's about time. Oh, it's crazy.
I'm excited, man. Facts. Do you know what? Honestly, it actually shakes me sometimes when people be like, oh yeah, I saw your interview with so-and-so. I'm like, whoa, that's... hold on. I didn't realize that, you know, people, like, looked at these things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah, bro, even I tapped in as well, because you interviewed my boy Kemi and Steez as well. And I was just like, bro, that's crazy. Like, when is he going to shout me?
Yeah, do you know what, man? Honestly, it's Spotify's fault. It's the Spotify algorithm's fault. We'll leave it at that.
I hear it still.
Yeah, man, 100%. But yeah, talk to me though. Where are you coming to us from? What's happening? How's it going in the life of Zege though, for real?
Boy, to be honest, it's lit, man. I think it's been a great year for me, innit? Like, and obviously there's still a lot left, like, to do, like, in the year, innit? Obviously we got, like, what, 3 months left? There's still a lot of me left for this year, innit? And then next year is just a whole new battery, do you know what I'm saying?
Like, 100%, man.
Yeah, obviously I dropped my tape in August. That done well. People really took it in. Yeah, like I've featured on 2 shows as well, getting radio plays. Like, yeah, people are actually starting to tap in, which I really appreciate, because, like, yeah, man, I just love music, bro. Like, I just love it. Like, I remember, like, even just getting my first iPod. I think I was in primary school, bro. Primary school, I got an iPod Nano. Like, it was, like, this small, bro.
Yeah.
And I just had bare songs on there. Like, it was just literally me and my iPod and my PSP, bro. Like, I'll just be... I can't even remember what games I had. I think I had, like, GTA Vice City or something. Just listening to music and just my PSP, bro. So, yeah, like, the life of Zege, it's been all right still. I can't really complain, man. I love it. I love the journey, man. I love it still.
Facts, man. Facts. Yeah, nah, I remember PSP. I never had one, but one of my friends had one, and I just remember just going on GTA. I wasn't even doing any missions or anything. I was just attacking people just because.
Yeah.
Still 8-year-old me, you know?
trying to get the tank and just shoot up people, like, on GTA and that, and just, yeah. No, it's fun still. Them days are funny still.
Exactly, man. Oh, man, those were the days. But yeah, before we get too deep into the episode, you've seen every episode, obviously. You know that we always start off with a joke. Today's no different, and I'm sorry, I'm reading the punchline now. I'm already gassed. Let's just get it out of the way.
Bro, I laugh at everything, innit? But I know when something's funny. Like, I just know, innit?
All right. This one, honestly, I don't know how you're gonna react to it, but let's just see. Let's just get into it. All right, cool. Recently, NASA found bones on the dark side of the moon. Turns out the cow never made it.
What? wait, what? Turns out the... So they found bones.
Yeah.
On the dark side of the moon. Turns out the cow never made it.
Yeah. That one took me a couple of minutes as well. I had to read the comments.
What? No milk, no protein or something.
Hey, diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, fam. The cow jumped over
What?
the cow jumped over the
What?
moon.
The cow jumped
You've
over the
never heard
moon.
that nursery rhyme?
No, I've probably heard, do you know what it is? I probably heard it, but it's not one of them rhymes that sticks out, in it. That is crazy, though. That is
It
crazy.
would make a whole lot more sense if you knew the nursery rhyme. That's the thing.
Yeah,
All right,
yeah.
all right. We'll lock it there. We'll lock it there. We'll get it. Do you want? There's some listeners and viewers out there who are dying right now, hopefully.
Yeah,
So
obviously they get in it, like they
exactly.
remember the nursery rhymes. I don't.
That joke was for them. You guys, I hope you enjoyed. Let's get into the questions. Let's get into what people came here for real. Cool. So, all right. I want to talk a little bit about the Zege origin story. Where did the name Zege come from? I know that's not your actual, government name. How did you get into
Yeah.
music? Just talk to me about all of that. How what took you from where you were to where you are now, essentially?
Boy, crazy. So I'll start off with the name, innit? So for those that don't know how it's spelled Zeggegge with an accent. So this goes back all the way to like year 10. So I was like, what, 14, 15, roughly. And then yeah, like obviously I was out here doing things that I weren't meant to be doing. Getting in trouble or whatnot, like just doing dumbness in it. And then yeah, like it literally got given to me in it by someone. So, and everyone knows what Zege is in it, like what it means in it. Like it means for those that don't know, it means smoke. So like yeah, to put it in context, yeah, that's literally it. So it got given to me, and then like it just stuck, like it, because no one knows a Zege in it. Like it just, that name just stuck. If someone says Zege, they'll know, yeah, it's me in it. Like, yeah, and it's so crazy because like some people even think it's my first name. That's how mad it is. Until I tell them my first name and they're like, bro, I thought Zege was your first name. And I'm just like, nah, that's my tag name slash artist name. That's what people call me in it. So yeah, that's how I got the name. It never changed, didn't it? I've got like a list over the years. I've had like a list of like variations in it. People say zigzag, zigzag, Ziggy, Zegosaurus. Like,
Zegasaurus,
bro, I have two whole lists, like two whole pages of like variations of my name that people have popped up to me saying to me in it. Like I can't re zags zagzag zigzag whatever. Like it's mad. Zegway, like it's just so silly in it, but it's funny. I might even get that on a t-shirt, just get the whole list on a t-shirt and just wear it out in it. Like, but yeah, so the name stuck. So the name got given to me. How I got into music, obviously in secondary school, I was in a group in it, but like that group obviously dissolved because we kept getting into like trouble in it, like beef and whatnot. So it kind of died out. But obviously, I wanted to carry on rapping in it. Like I still loved music. I wanted to make music and whatnot, but there was like no way for me to actually do that. So like it kind of got forgotten about. Like I was distracted with other things. Like, and obviously I was at school. I was playing basketball as well. Yeah, like, and then it got to, I'll say, first year of university. Like that's when I was like, all right, cool. Like I gotta take this seriously now, innit? Like I actually love music. I need to make something out of it. And just like enjoy making music. So that's when I put out my first song. And obviously that first song got taken. I took it down in it because like it's not, it's we're in a new era of Zege now, isn't it? Do you get what I'm saying? So yeah.
The villain era,
You gotta start from somewhere, innit? So Yeah, like I just like from that song till now, I just wasn't like I was just like my boy Reem, like he always said like I'm brave for putting out like songs like that instead of like not releasing them in it. And like for me, that's like a time stamp to show progression like in my career, innit? So like yeah, that put out my first song. I'll say about it was like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, put out my first song. Then I made another song, and it was like I took too long to release songs, innit? And it's like I didn't really have a support system. I didn't really have like how would I say? I didn't have a proper engineer that I could sit with that knows how to mix my vocals and mix it to how I want it. So it was kind of tough at the start. Then I met one guy called Oscar Moose. Shout out Oscar Moose. I don't know where he is in the world. He's probably in Norway or LA or something. But shout out to him because he's been there from the jump, innit? So ever since I started working with him, my songs were just getting better and better. I started appreciating them more. My pen game was getting better and better. And then I think where I felt like I was doing great with my pen was I dropped a song called Leverage Chips. And then obviously that song was very deep, innit? Quite vulnerable. And when did I drop Leverage Chips? Was this last? It might have been last year or 2 years ago. And then
Last year, yeah.
and then I think I dropped No Good in the summer or late summer. And then I dropped Brother in November last year. So when I dropped Brother, that took off. And I was like, I sat there, like it took off on TikTok, innit? And like Insta and whatnot. I'm like the next day, my phone was just like ping, 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 notifications from everywhere. And I didn't know what was going on, innit? And then my boy messaged me, he's like, bro, have you seen like what's going on? Like, I'm like, nah. He's like, bro, like your song's going super viral. Like, I'm just like, wait, what? So I go on TikTok and it's blowing up, like the video that I did for it was just blowing up, blowing up, blowing up. And people were actually rating the song as well. So that translated into like streams and people that mess with my music, innit? And then it's funny because Brother, yeah, I'm a perfectionist, innit? Brother had three beat changes, yeah, and like 10 I'll say demos, 10 demos or versions of that one song
Yeah.
before it got released, innit? That's how much of a perfectionist I am, innit? The beat that you hear on that song, like that wasn't the original beat,
Yeah.
basically. So it had three other beats before that, or was it two? Maybe two. I think it was two. Yeah, so two other beats before it. Bear in mind, like you gotta pay for beats, innit? So I'm just buying beats, like I'm just recording and whatnot, like doing different takes, and yeah, like came up with that final version. That's still one of my favorite songs, I won't lie. Like yeah, that did well. Then I was like, cool, I've got to drop a few more tracks and then do a tape. I only dropped one track because I was working on the tape as well. And plus, I was working on other tracks that are unreleased, innit? That are obviously gonna come out sometime next year or maybe ending of this year. But yeah, we've been working on, I was working on that tape as well. And then the tape's called It's Personal. The reason why I went with It's Personal is because yeah, I just like I took everything that happened, a lot of things happened in my life, innit, growing up, and I just thought like, raw, it really affected me because I took it personal, innit? Like a lot of like turning points. Yeah, man. So that's why I called it that. But yeah, Where we at now? So, yeah, bro. I'm just lost, bro. The journey's crazy. So,
to be fair, yeah, and you're only at the beginning of your career as well. That's actually insane.
Yeah, bro. A lot has happened in it up till this point, and obviously a lot is going to happen in it. So, like, I dropped Hotbox before my tape, and that's with Reem. He's super cold. Like on that track, he went crazy. That dropped, people were liking it and whatnot. Then I dropped my tape in August. People took that in, and like the feedback was crazy. Like people loved it. Like it was very deep and vulnerable. And I felt like those tracks were answers to questions that I left unanswered in it. So yeah, that's how deep it is for me personally, I would say. So yes, and where we're at now, yeah man, I think my tape's out, it's doing numbers, and yeah, I'm just enjoying the process, just working hard, innit, like working overtime, innit. Working Thanks, overtime man. for the music, bro. So yeah, that's where I'm at now. Obviously there's a lot more that happened, but I don't think we got time to like talk about everything, innit. So like yeah.
Hey man, we've got time. It's fine. We've got time. It's calm, man. Honestly,
yeah.
But yeah, yeah, cool. So we've detailed a little bit about where the name Zege came from, how you got into music. I actually didn't know that that's what Zege meant. Honestly, I mean, then again, I didn't necessarily spend my formative years in London, so I guess it might just be a London thing. To be fair,
yeah.
But yeah, so we've talked a little bit about that. I do want to mention or talk a little bit about more. I do want to talk a little bit more about your recent tape, It's Personal. Came out earlier this year in August, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, August, yeah.
I know that it originally had 10 tracks planned for it. Can you tell me about the process in which you went about selecting 7 tracks instead? And also, let's just talk about the creative process as a whole. I know you went into a bit of detail about it earlier, but let's talk about it some more.
So obviously, It's Personal. In terms of the creative process, it was a very interesting process, because like I was trying to, before I even said I was going to make a tape, I was still like finding my feet with my sound and like my cadence and just making music in general. And then I think No Good, I've got a song called No Good. No Good was a point where I was like, yeah, like I really mess with this music. Like this is what a younger me would like to listen to, like growing up, like if it was there at that time. So so that song itself in particular has a lot of like jazz influences. So like obviously the French horns, what else was in there, the saxophone, I think there's a trumpet in there as well. So it's very like the elements are very deep. So I was just like, yeah, this is the route that I want to go down in terms of music. I really like the sound. So I started like experimenting. Bro, I was going through, I would say in a week, I'll go through like hundreds of beats. Beats that are getting sent to me, beats that I'm looking for, like I'm hitting up producers, like I'm going through tons of beats, like, and then I think the first song on there called It's Personal, I hit up one guy called Ezra. Shout out Ezra as well, because he's been there like from the beginning of the tape, innit? And he made a beat from scratch. Before he made the beat from scratch, I recorded my lyrics over a metronome. So I literally picked out a BPM and then turned on the metronome, recorded it. then sent it to him. I was like, bro, create a beat around like my lyrics in it. And then that's exactly what he did. And then I was like, I want to sample the song. And this song is still one of my favorite songs. It's by Reem. It's called D&D. And like that song at that time, I was going, when it dropped, I was going through a lot of stuff at that time, innit? So I was like, yeah, cool. It'll be nice if I incorporate that the elements of that song into my song. So that's exactly what I did. And then it also has a beat change at the end. Yeah, talking about other stuff. It's kind of like a switch up. Talking about, it's literally two songs in one. I was going to name it It's Personal / Side Note, but I just left it as It's Personal to keep it concise. So, yeah, that was the first song. The next song on there is obviously Rekindle. That was interesting because like I had to become super vulnerable in how I felt about someone. Someone from the past, did it?
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, it's crazy. And it's like, I think like if that person like was to hear it, they would know exactly what I'm talking about and who I'm talking about. So yeah, it's crazy. Obviously, no names are being mentioned, innit? But they know, innit? But
yeah.
Yeah, that was that song. That song is very like close to the heart in terms of like, you know, the composition of the whole song. Like it was mixed very well as well. Shout out Oscar Moose as well. What other songs in there? Yeah, Brothers on there, Hotbox. Tag, believe it or not, was the last song made. And then I've got Letters, which is also another deep one from a situation that
it's,
you know,
different
happened.
It's different or the same way.
It's different situations, bro. It's crazy because like it's taken me a lot to be vulnerable, innit? I still got a lot of like growing to do in terms of as a person and as an artist, but it's like being vulnerable, it kind of lifts, especially in music, it kind of lifts a weight off your shoulders a bit. And like sometimes I'll just be listening to it, I'm just like, bro, like I did that, like that's crazy, like how did I manage to write that? Like it's just crazy. But yeah, originally there were 10 tracks, so there was one song that was meant to be on there that I was working on for 4 years, bro. 4 years.
4 years. And it didn't end up on the thing.
It did end up on the tape, bro. It's crazy because like I really wanted it on there, and then I was like, you know what, let me archive that, let me put that one in the vault and just keep it there. Like in the future it might drop, it may not, but that song, I was working on it for 4 years. I remember when I first, like I probably re-recorded that like 15 times. That's how crazy it is. Like same lyrics, same beat for 4 years, bro. Just re-recording, making sure that it's up to scratch and everything. Like, and the reason why I kept doing that was because like that song's also meaningful as well. So yeah, that didn't end up on the tape. There was a song, I had a song called Different that dropped earlier this year. That was meant to be on the tape, but I felt like I wanted to add something new on there, so I didn't put it on the tape. There's another song as well. That's the other song is good. That third song that isn't on there is going to be on the next tape. That one, I felt like, yeah, it's another situation. And it's like, yeah, I can't. I just wanted this first tape to be concise and not too much. So, yeah, I just kept at 7, removed those 3 songs, put it in the vault. And then, yeah, man. So what we got is Personal, Rekindle. It's Cold Outside. Oh, It's Cold Outside. Shout out Miz. He's from Holland. like, but he's originally from South. Like, he lives in Holland. I think he hit me up and was like, bro, let's do a track. And then, yeah, it's just been good vibes ever since. Like, shout out him. He's proper cold. Like, we did a back to back on that tune, and it's proper chilled and laid back. Like, yeah, so it's cold outside. Brother Hotbox tag letters. So, seven tracks on that tape. So, yeah, I wanted it to be six, but I felt like every song, each one of those seven songs had to be on there for a reason. And yeah, man, seven songs from 10. It was nuts. It was hard to decide, bro. It was so hard to decide. Like, mad. It was crazy.
Facts, man. That's
Crazy. So,
completely
yeah.
that's understandable as well. 'Cause yeah, honestly, for me personally, I will say I do think I prefer the shorter albums and EPs and tapes in
Yeah,
comparison
same.
to, you know, these long and drawn out 20 plus track. But 20 plus is ridiculous. I don't know why this is now the new standard for albums. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. I don't know, it's weird because like when I listen to albums, yeah, I like the short albums. I think prime example is Dave Psycho Drama. That album is brilliant. Like, that's one of my favorite albums, and it hits so deep and it's concise within the amount of tracks on there. With like 20 plus songs on an album, it's kind of hard to like finish it. Like, it depends on the day. I might finish that album in the day, or I might get to a certain point, then finish the rest of a different day. But then you've lost the continuity of listening to that album, if you get what I'm saying. So as in comparison to a short album, but yeah, I prefer me myself, I prefer short albums as well, because it's more concise. It doesn't break the continuity. You can listen to it within, let's just say, an hour, less than that, in fact. But yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, my mixtape had to, yeah, I wanted to keep it short, didn't want it that long. I wanted to keep it at six, but that seventh track had to be on there.
100%, man, 100%. On the album as a whole, or the tape rather, as a whole, it sort of felt like you were going in a somewhat different direction sonically to what you had been putting out before, if that makes sense. The tracks on this
Yeah.
album were definitely a lot more relaxed in comparison to, you know, tracks like or previous tracks that you'd put out, like Difference and things like that. So can you talk to me a little
Yeah.
bit about what made you want to go in that direction?
I kind of wanted to keep the same house style of like just it being chilled with like a what's that word? A curveball, which the curveball for me personally was tag. I wanted to just throw that in there to present another emotion through that song. Yeah, I just had a lot of influences from like jazz. Yeah, I listened to a lot of, at the time when I was making it, I was listening to a lot of jazz, listening to guys like Nux, Venar, and obviously I had the help of my guy Ezra in it. Like, he plays the saxophone and he's very good at what he does. So yeah, that was kind of the direction that I wanted to go down, because I like songs like that anyways. So yeah, it's very different. Like, because in comparison to the songs that Different, Different's hard hitting, raw. Not to say that the tape isn't, raw as well, but like that one is very different, sounded like very sharp in comparison to like the songs on the tape, which were very smooth, mellow, chilled. So yeah, that was literally what I was aiming for. Something that I could listen to easily as well. Not to say that Different isn't easy to listen to, but that's more
Yeah,
jumping. Yeah.
exactly. I want to talk a little bit about one of your tracks on the project called It's Cold Outside featuring Miz. You did reference sort of growing up in a situation that was not necessarily ideal. I want to know how that situation influenced the current path that you're taking in music right now.
What part are you looking at, like, in the track? Can I talk about better stuff? A lot of stuff in that track.
Yeah, you did make a reference to sort of, there was a bar just in relation to you growing up in sort of like an unideal area, something
Oh
along
yeah.
those lines, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think I know which part you're talking about. It's the part where I'm talking about kind of figure out what you're on about. But yeah, like with the song, that part, obviously where I grew up in Broadwater Farm Estate. Everyone knows that estate really, and it's like it's infamous, isn't it? And you see a lot of things like I think in that track, I think I talk about, I can't remember. Like, do you know what's, it's crazy, bro, because I don't remember my lyrics in it, which is kind of bad, isn't it? But I think I talk about is it that song? I don't think it is. It might be, but I talk about like having no head start at all. Like,
Yes, that was the line that I'm that was yeah, I remember now, yeah.
yeah, so obviously grew up in Broadwater Farm Estate, and obviously that estate's got its stereotypes and whatnot. It was good and bad, you know what I'm saying? So like yeah, good as in being a whole nice community, bad seeing certain things. So for example, like urine on stairs in the lifts and whatnot, like, and you know, like the drugs and whatnot. Like all of that stuff, all of those activities, and you, like you name it, in it, like you know what I'm saying, like that's just like normal, like not even just on the estate, in the ends, in it. So yeah, bro, like obviously, grew up there, born and bred. Yeah, had no head start. Obviously, didn't have a head start in it. Like I came into that, and then there's a part where I say, I had no head start. Or pep talk came into this life here in debt dog. So obviously I'm basically trying to say that with where I'm growing up in, yeah, no head start, like I've got to work like even harder to get to where I want to be in it, like to get out the ends and whatnot, because like I've been put in this position through no fault of my own or anyone's fault or whatever. It's just where God's put me in it. Because obviously, yeah, it's just everyone's life is different, isn't it? So yeah, to get out of it, I've got to work 10 times harder, isn't it? And yeah, that was kind of like the thing behind those lyrics. Like, yeah, because in debt, obviously you gotta put in more to reach break even, and then you got the profit. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm putting that into, how would I say it? Like, yeah, I'm using that as a metaphor, like to life in general, isn't it? Like you gotta work 10 times harder to get to where you wanna be, basically. So yeah. So yeah, that's like the thought process and meaning behind those set of lyrics with that part.
Yeah, exactly, man. And yeah, I know that the lyrics similar to those are sprinkled throughout a lot of your tracks as well, including is it I Feel Like, which is the one with the music video of you on the estate itself? Or am I
No,
thinking of a different track?
that's a different estate, but that estate is similar to mine, isn't it? Yeah, so with I Feel Like, I can't remember, was that, I think it was last year. Yeah, like I did talk about like elevators, like lifts, having urine in there, like trying to get my mum out the ends and whatnot, just trying to make it in life, innit? Like through music and whatnot. Like music's life, innit? So I was really like pouring my heart out in that song as well. So yeah, man. It's just the day-to-day struggle, really. and like the type of environment I grew up in it. Like, yeah, that is, yeah, man. It's I think it's a humbling, no, I wouldn't say humbling, it's just like, it's just a really, it's a story to tell, innit, in my opinion. Like, imagine if, like, sometimes I imagine if, let's say I didn't grow up there, like, what story would I have to tell, you know? And plus, I'm a musician, there's always a story to tell. So, yeah, man, I think, yeah, in a lot of tracks, I do talk about the ends, how I grew up, what I see, what goes on and stuff. So, yeah.
Facts, man, yeah. And, yeah, honestly, yeah, I was going to say something needs to be done, but what can be done?
You just got to work. Do you know what it is, bro? You just got to work 10 times harder, man. Tunnel vision with a bird's eye view, bro. Literally. See the bigger picture and then just like tunnel vision, just hone in on your like aspirations and goals and whatnot, and that's really it. It's literally it. Gotta stay focused, man. Forget all the distractions.
Exactly, literally. Man, literally, exactly. Cool. I want to talk a little bit about furthermore into, I feel like you wrapped the line, I don't want to be dressed in Gucci. All I need is ones and a tech fleece. I want to talk about that bar in particular. That bar stuck out to me quite a bit because in the rap community, in the drill community, all of this, no matter what genre, mainly the rap community, if we're being real, materialism runs rampant. I want to know about your opinion on the whole materialism thing that we see prevalent in hip hop and rap today. And yeah, just talk to me about that line in particular as well.
Yeah, you know, it is. I don't hate on people who buy like Gucci, Fendi, all them things, innit? It's nice, innit? It's a nice piece of wear, innit? You know what I'm saying? I think the tech fleece, like comfy stuff, that's more me, really. I'm more chilled, innit? So that's literally all I need, bro. Like Nike Air Forces, tracksuit. Like, if I'm telling you, if like my friends get onto me about this, yeah, like every motive I'll just wear a tracksuit. And I'm just like, yeah, there's no dress code. If you don't tell me a dress code, I'll fully wear a tracksuit. Because yeah, that's my go-to option. Like, and it's not like it's some old dusty tracksuit, like it's fresh, in it. So like, you know, I'll probably buy a fresh new tracksuit just for that motive. But it's like, you know, that's my goal too. So yeah, unless someone tells me a dress code, tracksuit, it's comfy, innit? So yeah, it's just one of them ones.
100%, man. And yeah, to be fair, Nike tech fleeces aren't cheap as well, like from what I've seen. So yeah, it's not like it's not like you're cheaping out or whatever by going the tracksuit.
Yeah.
So would you say that you even have an opinion on the whole materialism thing, or is it just do whatever is your own thing kind of thing?
For me, it's just like doing whatever that's for me, innit? I don't really have an opinion on people that that people like, yeah, what people wear and that. Like, I think if they think that's for them, then that's for them, innit? Like, I who am I to hate on that? Do you know what I'm saying? Everyone has like different styles and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a melting pot, innit, really, in London. So, you know, you got some people that like the designer thing, some people that don't, you know, that some people are a bit of a mixture. You know, like it's nice to see, innit? It's just not really me like that, you know. Maybe here and there I might just cop a 1-2 Fendi t-shirt or something like for that special occasion, but it's not for me, it's not an everyday thing. I like to stay comfy, innit? So yeah, comfy and practical, really. I have nothing against like the designer thing at all. So yeah, I'd just rather be in a tracksuit.
Exactly, man. 100. I feel that 100%. I honestly, I like the comfy feel as well. I'm a hoodie guy myself. It just it feels like I'm getting like hugged by my clothes, you know.
Literally,
Nice.
like, let's say you're out on a late night in summer, like, you know, that, and it gets cold, you could just put your hoodie on, or let's say if it starts raining, and let's say you've left your coat at home, you just slap on your hoodie. Simple. Like, yeah, it's just one of the practicality, isn't it?
Exactly, man, 100%. Before we get into the closes, I do want to talk a little bit more about your, I suppose, inspirations. We talked about how you're inspired by the place you grew up, by your goals as well. I suppose musical inspirations is the next question that makes the most sense. So, who would you say your biggest musical inspirations would be? Yeah, let's just talk about that a bit.
So I'll say a few. I'll say about like maybe three or four. So one of them is Heady One. Reason being, because we grew up in the same area. Like, I actually grew up listening to Heady One. So when he was Heads, that's like people used to call him Heads, innit? Like, that's what that was what his artist name was, innit? Like, I grew up listening to him. So he inspires me. I've seen him literally make it out the hood. So that's an inspiration. I'll say Drake sonically, and especially when it comes to like the vulnerability as well, and his longevity as well. Who else? Trying to think. Dave. Yeah, sonically, and him being vulnerable and versatile, he inspires me. Nux. Nux especially, because like he's just, I don't know, like he's just so like his music is just so chilled, like so cool. Like I take a lot of inspiration from him, and like, yeah, he's just someone that I'll just listen to on a daily basis. But yeah, I'll say Getz as well. The way he compiles his albums is very amazing. Like he knows how to put an album together, especially his last two albums. Fun fact, I'm actually in one of his music videos as well.
Oh, sweat.
It's crazy. Yeah. He's got a song called I think it's called Preach, and I'm in there. Yeah, I'm in that video.
What
Like
were
you
you doing
wouldn't
in the
recognize
video?
me though. I think I was just acting out something. Like I had a black bandana around my head. This is when I first started growing my hair out. And then yeah, they had me doing a little bit of acting. So yeah, those are the people that the artists that inspire me musically.
That's pretty cool. I'll need to put a clip of that in here. I'll need to like do a little, and then put it in at this point. You know, so yeah, nah, that's cool, man. That's cool. I messed with that. I didn't even know that. Yeah, I wonder how do you even get casted for things like that?
Bro, it's crazy because like there's the guy that was directing it, he's from my ends and I know him. So I think I just shouted him because I just wanted to be in that space anyways and get to know people in the music space. This was when I was like first starting out. And he was just like, yeah, be here this time, blah blah blah. And then that's when I met one guy called Dylan. He shoots music videos. He shot I Feel Like. Shout out Dylan, that's my guy for real. Yeah, man, just connected with different people, got to see how like a certain like a budgeted music video works. Like Getz was all up on the rooftop and everything, like, and obviously we couldn't go up there because of obviously insurance and stuff like that. It was crazy. It had like all these massive cameras and like I think the video shoot was about like I think it was about like 10 hours, bro.
That's insane.
10 hours. I got there super early. I think it was like a 9, 8 a.m. start in terms of filming. It's crazy. But it was a good experience though. I wouldn't change it at all.
100%, man. Facts. Yeah. I think we can get into the closing questions now. I want to talk a little bit about what we can expect next from Zege. So, in terms of the close future, so from here until the end of the year, and then the longer term, so going into next year and then early 2025 as well. Talk to me.
Wait, 2025, That's not even far, you know.
Yeah, it's closer than you think, isn't it?
That's not even far, you know. I would say, like, for the next till the from now till the ending of the year, I'm gonna put out. I think I've got like maybe two tracks lined up just to close off the year, end it on a high, and then I'm featured on another artist's album. He's from Canada actually, and we've got a song together, and yeah, that song's a heavy hitter. Like it's a proper heavy hitter. So yeah, that's gonna be coming out soon. I've already started the making moves on my next tape, so that should drop sometime early next year. I'll probably drop another tape, and I'll say 20 and just do like a few songs here and there within the year. 2025, crazy. I think we're talking albums, like studio albums, like yeah, studio album time. I'm excited for that. I'm excited for that. Yeah, that's what's planned for 2025. I think next year I might drop three tapes. If not two, maybe. If not three, then two. But 2025, like, people are gonna get like a proper album for me. Yeah. Yeah, I'm even excited. Like, even just thinking about it, bro, it's crazy.
I'm
I'm
gassed for it, man.
excited.
Honestly, a
Yeah.
studio album. Now, that's serious.
Yeah, that's serious, bro. Like a proper album, like so much thought and like time, energy, like vulnerability. Yeah, that, yeah, I can't wait, man. I can't wait.
Yeah, man, facts. Cool. So, do you know what? I think we
Yeah.
can get into the closing question. Before we, actually close off, I ask this question to literally everyone. And today's no different, so let's just get into it. You are heard by everyone on earth for 10 seconds. What do you say?
Oh, that's crazy, you know. Everyone on earth for 10 seconds. You know what I'll do? I'll play one of my songs and then I'll literally play one of my songs for like 7 seconds, then say, oh, for the last three, or maybe for the first 3 seconds, I'll be like, yeah, my name's Ege, search me up. That's what I'll do, bro.
Well, like one of them Spotify ads. You know when
Yeah.
the ones where people don't have Spotify Premium, it's just like
Yeah.
5 seconds of a song. Hey, this is Zege. Make sure you check out my
Yeah, and then just let
most
one of my
recent
songs
track.
just run. Like, yeah, I'll do that because I have nothing really to say in it. Like, yeah, apart from that, I'll do that. I'll do that still. That'll be funny. Everyone will be like, who's this? Who's that? Be on the news and everything.
Thanks, because for the first 7 seconds I would be shook. I'd be like, yo, what's my music playing? What's going on? But yeah,
Oh
nah,
man.
that's insane though.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. But yeah, man.
100%, man. Cool. Do you know what? I think that is a good place to close off this episode.
Lit.
Yeah, I think this is a good place to close off. I'll do the outro and all of that. Yeah. Listeners, watchers of the Ish Plus Six podcast and listeners, thank you all for watching this episode. Make sure you all go check out Zege's most recent release on all platforms. It's personal, out now everywhere. Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere, YouTube, pirated. Do the
You
don't
name
pirate
it.
it. I'm joking. But you
YouTube, Amazon Music, Deezer, all of them places.
exactly, man. 100%. Go check it out. Go stream it. Make sure also you will go like, subscribe, and comment on this video and Zege's videos as well. His visuals for his tracks. Zege, can we expect any more visuals as well for some of your tracks, or is it a waiting game
Boy,
for your next releases?
oh, it's a waiting game. It's a waiting game. I haven't closed. Do you know what it is? I've been so focused on the music, I haven't really thought about visuals. But You will expect something. I'm not gonna say when, but everyone will get something. Something. That's all I can say right now.
Say less,
Can't
man.
say
I'm
no
gassed
more.
for it. I'm gassed for it, honestly. Cool. Listeners, watchers, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for watching. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Zege, please tell the people to like, comment, and subscribe. They don't listen to
Please
me.
like, comment, and subscribe. Make sure you listen. Make sure you listen again. You know what I'm saying? Go follow both of us. Follow Ish. Like, just do all of that. Make sure you do it. Please.
100%. Come on, you know the vibes. Zege, thank you so much for being on this episode.
Thank you for having me, man.
Of course, listeners, keep it real, and I will see you later, alligators.